understanding the human person, how we're made in the image and likeness of God, and how we are not objects. When you start looking at people as objects, this is exactly what Pope Paul VI talked about in Humana Vitae. When you start seeing people as objects and not as human beings, the dominoes begin to fall. Everything begins to implode. So you have abortion. You have so-called same-sex marriage. You have the abuse of women, as we see, for example, with what happened in the past 2 years of the Me Too movement. You have epidemic addictions in terms of pornography. And that's where our guest Steve Bicorni comes in, and he is the founder of freedomcoaching.net. And Steve, the big picture here, I think I always try to get people to pull back and say, okay, because people want to know why is it so bad right now? And I think we could trace it all the way back to this rejection, open rejection of church teaching back in the 60s with Humana Vitae. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Teresa. I would absolutely agree with you in this, and I think you hit it on the head with what Paul VI said in Humana Vitae, with when we do not see people at persons, as male and female created in the image of God, things get skewed. And with the work that I do with Freedom Coaching, I see this very frequently. I work with men, women, Catholics, non-Catholics, as young as 8 and going into their mid-70s. This holds no bounds. Like, I just got a message this morning from a friend sharing about a mom who stumbled in on her 12-and-a-half-year-old son, who burst into tears, had never seen him cry as heavy and hard as he had at that moment, had been viewing pornography and just the amount of shame and express, you're not going to love me, I know this is wrong, and just utterly feeling rejected. And then, as you can imagine, what the mom would feel. And the other tipping point of this is a boy who went to Catholic school, but they do not talk about this. This is the, I like to call it the 572,000 pound elephant in the room that is like acid to the heart and is keeping us from the intimacy that we are all really looking for.
So in terms of what we should be doing, because we know there is a connection, correct, between pornography and, let's say, abortion, pornography, sex trafficking, abortion, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I mean, when you're viewing persons as objects, and this becomes your formation, if you look at the brain chemicals, and there's a lot of brain science on this, to look at that on a sociological, neurological level, this forms us. And then this basically becomes normalized. And then instead of just wanting to watch it, I want to act out in it. And if from a guy's perspective, if women are just objects, I'm going to use them. If the act goes right, a child might be conceived from that. And if it's all about pleasure, well, I want to do everything I can to get rid of it. And as we're seeing in New York, I think this is certainly a major element that's underlying all of that that went into that passage of the bill last week.
How bad is it, Steve, in terms of addiction now with pornography?
Well, actually, the first thing I would say is I would call it – a better term would be compulsion, because I think when we use the term addiction, the notion is once hooked, always hooked. And with the work that I've seen and done with Freedom Coaching since 2011, that's not the case. It certainly is bad. It certainly is an attachment. We call this the pornified culture, or
right.
I like to say the septic tank, where we are swimming in this. But freedom really is possible, where we can have this transformation of our desires that we no longer desire to use this.
So why is your program different than others out there?
Sure. And I don't want to knock other programs. Other programs are doing a lot of good work. But a vast majority of the information that's given are merely coping mechanisms, from the just don't look at it to put a filtering software up to pray a rosary, go to Mass, receive the Eucharist, go to confession, get accountability partner or a spiritual director. And again, as I say to people, if those actually work, if they actually work to solve the problem where we don't have a desire for it, then do them. Please do them. Those are very good. But so many of my clients have, like, I've tried, quote unquote, everything, and I'm not finding the answer here. So at the root here, and as we started in our whole interview, is that we have to learn how to see the body correctly. We first have to go and learn the dignity of our own body and then learn how to see the dignity of others. And because what we're looking for in those images is genuine intimacy. We're looking for relationship. Just like in the Trinity, there is a communion of persons. We are the created version of the Trinity, shall we say, male and female, to image that Trinity. We're made for communion. And when we don't find that, and especially coming from a lot of the brokenness we find in families are growing up here, and especially we're growing up in a fatherless situation, fatherless generation, we're going to be that desire for love, for union, for acceptance. If it's not met, we're going to go seek in other ways. And because we have only been trained that there's only one way to see the body, the pornified way, we're going to fall for the counterfeit. The truth is, there is another way to see, and there's beauty that will bring us out of this.
In terms of your ministry, how many people have come through your program, Steve?
Great question. It's somewhere upwards. I like to say, feed the sheep, don't count them. It's probably over 200 now that we've worked with here in Freedom Coaching, and I'm in the process of creating a training manual for other coaches. So pray for that. And within that, we're seeing just light bulbs come on. Clients saying, I mean, I was had a hopeless compulsion to this, and then going through the program, then seeing that I have the tools here to be done with this for the rest of my life. And that's a great grace, and I thank God for it.
And by the way, folks, on information, the website is freedom-coaching.net, and Steve is a speaker. He also has a background in theology and a specialization in catechesis from Francis University of Steubenville. And he's also received a degree from the John Paul II Institute for Marriage and Family Studies in D.C. and a certified life coach. In terms of people getting it, do you think we're starting to really understand the impact of all of this, Steve?
I wish that were the case, right? In many cases, if we look at, especially with what the sex abuse crisis, with what's going on with bishops and priests and cardinals, I think there's still a lot of ignorance. Like, you do have, you know, pockets are talking about this, right? Me in my house, Sam in Kansas City, who talks about this. I think you do have pockets of it, but I think there's just a whole lot of education that needs to happen here. And parents, especially, like I was on Sunday, I was talking to at a parish here in San Antonio, and I think the big wide eyes were there of realizing, oh my gosh, how big is this issue, and I need to be a lot more involved. So I think we need to sound the alarms and speak more appropriately on this, but also make it very clear that redemption is real, that transformation is possible, that the pornified culture we're in does not need to be the end result, that the beauty that the Catholic Church has for us, especially one practical suggestion would be that of sacred art, getting this into our homes, learning how to see the body through that. That would be one very practical way to help to be an antidote to the lies of the pornified view of the body.
How much of those who are working within the church trying to help people with these compulsions of pornography are negatively affected because of all these problems in the church with the abuse crisis? Because some people will say, well, why should we listen to you? Look at all the sexual problems in the church.
Yeah, well, and this would be a humble proposal here, because I work with two priests right now, two priests that are my clients. I think we're seeing this in here, much of the seminary formation. I was in seminary for 4 years back in the late 90s and early 2000s, and our sexual formation was sexual integration formation was very lacking. I know that they're doing improvements in many places, but there's other things that need to happen. But just because the old phrase goes, the shadow proves the sunshine, right? The fact that we see such darkness proves that there's got to be something more here.
Right.
And I believe that the church's deep, if we will return back to the deep-rooted traditions of the church, especially to what is God's plan for the body, God's plan for life and love, marriage, family, if we return back to that and go back to the study of that, then we're going to see a breakthrough from this. But we have to first and foremost believe that Jesus Christ is Lord of all, and I want him to take over every aspect of my life.
Beautifully said. Steve, thanks so much. Love to have you back on. We have more time. The website is at freedom-coaching.net. Again, freedom-coaching.net. Our guest is Steve Pokorny. We'll be right back on Catholic Connection. Stay tuned.